This is the 12 Songs of Christmas. I'm Alex Rawls, and this is my podcast about Christmas music. Today, I'm going to start a two-parter on Santa Claus is Coming to Town. This is a song I've done a lot of homework on for a few projects I've been working on. And if you've listened to the show, you know that one of my fascinations is what different artists do with these songs and how their artistic sides and the different visions of these songs interact. Christmas music is music at its most commercial, but the best artists find ways to give it integrity, to make it speak for them as clearly as the music they make the rest of the year does. Santa Claus is Coming to Town is a great example of this, and versions of it highlight not only parts of the Christmas music story, but how the place of Christmas music in our mainstream culture has changed. In 1934, the song was first recorded not by Bing Crosby, who we tend to attribute almost all the first songs to because he did record them, or even by someone famous by today's standards. It was originally recorded by banjo player Harry Reaser. Reaser was considered one of the best banjo players of his time when he led dance bands in the 1920s and 30s. From 1925 to 1935, he had a show on NBC Radio featuring his Clico Club Eskimos, a band sponsored by Clico Club, a company that made cocktail mixers despite prohibition. Musicality mattered to Reaser, but his band flirted with novelty by wearing parkas on stage. Reaser was first and foremost an entertainer, and under one band name or another, he recorded such lighthearted numbers as I Gave You Up Just Before You Threw Me Down, Who Takes Care of the Caretaker's Daughter, Oh Boy, What a Girl, and I Married the Bootlegger's Daughter. Here's a representative track about college football and the famed, at one time, football great Newt Rockne, titled 20 Swedes Ran Through the Weeds.
The gang from Minnesota were down at Notre Dame. The Irish team was on the scene, all ready for the game. Then on the field stepped Rockne. The crowd all heard him call, bring on your Swedish football team, the substitutes and all. It's the Irish, the Irish. Rah, 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 yeah. 20 Swedes ran through the weeds, chasing one Norwegian. Oh, how that Irishman could run. 20
Danes. There's nothing silly about the version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town that Reaser recorded in October 1934, unless you consider Santa silly. The record's label identified his version as a foxtrot, one that starts off with a bright fanfare from the horns and military snare rolls. The flourish roughly echoes Victor Herbert's March of the Toys from the operetta Babes in Toyland, which was written to be performed during the holiday season in 1903. After the fanfare, the horns take up the familiar melody over a spry bounce, playing it once all the way through before singer Tom Stax picks up the lyric. Stax approached the song like the good-natured admonishment it's intended to be, but he sang more to the young of heart than the genuinely young, and moderated his cheerfulness for mature audiences. In 1934, the audience wasn't a given because many considered Christmas music a novelty, and as Steven Nissenbaum wrote in his book, The Battle for Christmas, the focus on holiday giving changed from the less fortunate to children, which domesticated Christmas. What happened during the 19th century was that age replaced class as the axis along which Christmas gift exchange took place, Nissenbaum wrote.
I just come back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Songs about Santa were seen as kid stuff when the publisher for Tin Pan Alley lyricist Haven Gillespie suggested that Gillespie try his hand at Christmas music because he had a songwriting vocabulary that kids could understand, he thought. According to his nephew and biographer William Frist, Gillespie wasn't excited by the request, having just attended a funeral. Quote, he didn't feel Christmassy, but the publisher offered good terms and promised all kinds of promotion, Frist said. Legend has it that one day in 1932, Gillespie wrote the song in 15 minutes on the subway home, remembering how his mother used to threaten to tell Santa Claus if he didn't wash behind his ears as he was told. She warned him, "You better be good, Haven." That speed may reflect Gillespie's facility and inspiration, and it may be a little myth-making. Few songwriters boasted about how they struggled to nail a song down. The story may also reflect his attitude toward the task. In 1945, Billboard reported that at the time, quote, "Most Tin Pan Alley tunesmiths avoided laboring over holiday songs because previous experiences had convinced them that the tunes are generally played on that day alone and that the copies of sheet music are cleared off the retail counter the day after." Gillespie co-wrote Santa Claus is Coming to Town with composer J. Fred Coots, who contributed songs for entertainer Eddie Cantor's The Chase and Sanborn Hour. And he pitched Santa Claus is Coming to Town one day over lunch at Cantor's apartment. This is something Coots liked to do if he could, because, quote, "He had all kinds of food I could never afford. After we had eaten, I said to him, though it was July, I had a Christmas song he might use," Coots remembered. "I sat down and played it for him, and though he liked it, he said it wasn't for him. The reason was that it was a kid's song, a nursery rhyme." The idea that a song was too silly for Cantor was saying something, considering the popular entertainer had made his reputation as a singer and comedian in the Ziegfeld Follies, where his songs were often comic or lighthearted, including his biggest hit, Makin' Whoopee.
"Every time I hear that march from low and grim, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee."
Fortunately, Santa Claus is Coming to Town had a champion in Cantor's wife, Ida. And she and Coots pushed for the song until Cantor agreed to perform it. He debuted it on a live broadcast during the 1934 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, singing it near the end of the parade when Santa entered Macy's. Up to that point, the biggest news in the parade was the debut of a giant Cantor balloon that was pulled through the streets of Manhattan. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons remain this parade's signature attraction. But up to that point, they didn't have caricatures of actual humans. Eddie Cantor was the first person caricatured on that one. Santa Claus is Coming to Town eclipsed that news, though. It was such a hit that 100,000 copies of the sheet music were ordered the very next day, and 400,000 were ordered by Christmas. Eddie Cantor escorted Santa Claus is Coming to Town into popular consciousness.
"I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why."
Instead of selling the threat communicated by "you better watch out," he sang Santa Claus is Coming to Town as a pal to young and old alike. His version was very different from Harry Reaser's, though, starting with the lyrics. Cantor's recording is shorter than Reaser's, clocking in at a minute 46, even though it has four additional verses that Reaser didn't perform and that have been largely lost since. There are times where lost material feels like pirate treasure. This is not one of them. Everybody after Cantor who omitted the last four verses did the right thing. The parts of the song that have endured are sung by a parent to a child. But in these verses, Cantor starts singing suddenly to the kid's parents.
"The season is near, the happiness time, gotta bring cheer with every last dime, Santa Claus."
The primary gift giver switches from Santa to "we,"
"we've gotta dig
even if that means spending every last dime.
Gotta see that nobody is missed, Santa Claus is coming to town."
The last two verses are loaded with cliches, platitudes, and empty language.
Keep the home fires burning. Let's give without a pause. Let's prove to those less fortunate that there is a Santa Claus. All the joy will be yours that wonderful day, knocking on doors and shouting hooray. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Cantor sings them as if he has a plane to catch. The specific warnings are replaced by broad generalities about helping the less fortunate. And no matter how warmly he sings the song, he can't stop the holiday from sounding as much fun as flossing during those verses. Today, it seems strange that the song meant so little to him, but he didn't mention it in two volumes of memoirs, nor did he ever record the song in the studio. The only version in the marketplace is on a Danish CD, the Radio Songs Volume 1, the 1930s. Still, the strength of the melody carried the day, as did the first two verses that mesh neatly with the game that parents play with their children every Christmas season. The apex version of this vision of Santa Claus is coming to town comes from Ella Fitzgerald, who recorded it for her 1960 Christmas album, Ella Wishes You a Swinging Christmas. We'll finish today with Ella's version, which doesn't dumb anything down for children, but she sings the preamble that establishes how she knows this in full maternal mode. It's lovingly playful and specific in a way that the loving gestures our parents shared with us and we share with our kids are specific. Her vocal embraces the game the song plays, but plays it straight, true to her role in the business of trying to help the kids stay good enough to get presents at Christmas time.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not...
That's part one of my look at Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Next week, we'll see the song grow up. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can reach me on Facebook at 12 Songs of Christmas or by email at alex@myspiltmilk.com. We'll finish with one more version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, this one by The Three Sons from 1959. The band's core musical lineup of guitar, organ, and accordion was odd enough on its own, but on a ding-dong dandy Christmas, they add instruments to create a futuristic sound that would show off the possibility of RCA Victor's new living stereo sound. To really appreciate it, you want to hear the song in stereo, but you can get a pretty good sense of its charming mayhem from this snippet. Talk to you next week.